Lawsuits over asbestos have created major trouble for many businesses, and the backlog of asbestos cases is so great that some people are dying before they get their day in court. So lawmakers are looking for an alternative. There's talk of setting up a national trust fund to pay people with asbestos-related health problems. The idea is to limit damage to the economy and make sure victims are compensated. But trial lawyers are skeptical. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
Asbestos-related lawsuits have already driven nearly 70 companies into bankruptcy. So any progress toward a settlement is welcome news to manufacturers and insurance companies. Stephen Carroll is a senior economist with the Rand Institute for Civil Justice, who studied the asbestos issue for years. He says the problem is large and growing larger.
At least 700,000 people have brought claims for compensation through the end of 2002, and there are wildly different estimates as to how many claimants may come forward in the future, but clearly hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions, may come forward in the future if we continue under our current stream.
The latest discussion focuses on setting up a roughly $100 billion trust fund for asbestos victims, which would pay out claims over the next 30 years. Lisa Ricard is with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and has been involved in talks aimed at reaching a settlement. She says the current system is deeply flawed.
Right now, the way these cases are working in the litigation system is that fully 80 to 90% of the claimants are unimpaired. And the people who are very acutely ill are not getting access to the system in a fair and timely way, and they're not sometimes waiting years before they're receiving compensation.
But while some plaintiffs' attorneys agree the asbestos situation is out of hand, many don't like the idea of establishing a national trust fund. James Early represents asbestos victims all over the country. He says setting up a national fund and determining how much each claimant is entitled to will be difficult.
With a trust fund, even if, you know, it seems as if they're creating a panacea or a cure-all by just saying that everybody that's got a malignancy from asbestos, all they have to do is apply to the trust fund, it's much, much more complicated than that.
Under the latest proposal, only those who are seriously ill from exposure to asbestos would receive large payments, perhaps $1 million or more. Those found to have inhaled asbestos fibers but who aren't yet sick might receive as little as $1,000. Richard Middleton, a past president of the Trial Lawyers Association of America, says he and other lawyers are also concerned victims might lose their ability to opt out of the settlement and file suit on their own.
We've made our stand very clear. Anybody who's sick should have a right to compensation, and unless everything is put on the table, for sure, every right to go into court and seek that compensation must be preserved in our judicial system.
And there are also concerns over the size of the proposed fund. The AFL-CIO has said it thinks any asbestos trust should total at least $120 billion, larger than what's proposed. But the Chamber's Lisa Ricard says the fact the respective sides are talking at all is reason for optimism.
I say that the process is moving forward. The fact that we've got a bipartisan group of members in the United States Senate who want to advance a solution, and that we've got the relevant stakeholders at the table talking in a good faith effort to try to reach a solution, says we're going to get something this year. Whether that's a trust fund compensation system or some other type of solution, I think the momentum is there to really do something in 2003.
Those close to the asbestos talks say trust fund legislation could be introduced on Capitol Hill as early as next month. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.